理课堂听 class.com。
This is the Business English Certificate Preliminary Level Listening Test. Part 1. Questions 1 to 8. For questions 1 to 8, you will hear 8 short recordings. For each question, mark A, B or C for the most suitable picture or phrase. Here is an example.
Mr. Hooperang, he needs those parts for the packing machine by the 3rd.
Well, it's already the 1st today, but... Wait, no, it's okay. They were sent out on the 31st.
Good. He'll certainly get them by the 3rd then.
Question. When were the machine parts sent? The answer is A. Now we are ready to start. After you have listened once, replay each recording.
1. Have you booked a hotel room yet, Graham?
No, I'm just looking at the brochure now.
Well, don't go to this one here.
Why? What's wrong with the Grand?
It's too expensive. So is this one, the Orion. I'd go to the Plaza if I were you.
Question. Which hotel does Graham's colleague recommend? 2. Oh, the stupid machine isn't working again.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, I don't know.I think it needs some more paper or it's run out of ink or something.
No, look here. There's some paper stuck in it.
Question. What's wrong with the printer?
3. I thought you were going to be on the 5:30 train.
I took the 5:30, but it was so late it came in alongside the 6 o'clock train.
Question. How late was the train? 4.How are our skincare products selling?
They're the market leaders.
I thought our makeup products were selling better than our skincare products.
No, they aren't even selling as well as our perfume products.
Question. Which chart is correct?
5. And how's the weather in London?
Fine.
Look, I'm afraid I must cut it short. There's another call waiting for me to answer.
Okay, Hugh, I'm coming out to South Korea next week, so I'll stop over in Tokyo and we can talk. Yeah, cheers then. Bye now.
Bye. Looking forward to seeing you again.
Question. Where does Hugh work?
6. When are those samples arriving?
Well, they sent them on Friday and it normally takes 4 working days.
But Monday was a bank holiday.
Oh, yes, so they should be here on Friday then.
Question. How long will the order take to arrive?
7. Mr. Ernest, could you tell us something about the economic forecast for next year? What will happen to food costs? Will they fall?
No, I'm afraid not. You see, inflation will increase, so consumer prices will rise too. I think we can expect a slight rise in prices.A 2% rise, to be exact.
Question. Which chart is correct? 8. Hello, Bill. Where are you calling from?
Singapore. Just about finished here. I'm planning on flying over to Tokyo to see you about the marketing plan.
Well, that suits me just fine. When will you be here?
I'll be there on the 9th.
Of September? I'll book you into the Hilton. How many nights?
Through to the 12th, inclusive.
Look forward to seeing you again, bye.
Bye.
Question. When will Bill stay at the Hilton?
That is the end of part 1. Part 2, questions 9 to 15. Look at the notes below. Some information is missing. You will hear a woman talking about company results.For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space using a word, numbers, or letters. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 10 seconds to look at the notes. Now listen and write the missing information in the spaces.
I'd like to spend a few minutes of your time looking back over the year. I'm going to divide my review into three areas. Firstly, financial. Secondly, personnel. And finally, technology. On the financial front, the results have been very pleasing. Turnover has increased by 14%. Costs have dropped by 3%. And the profits are up by 16%. So the company as a whole has performed well. Some business areas have done better than others. Export sales have done very well, especially in America, our largest export market. The domestic consumer market has been very competitive and will continue to be, so our results in this market have been rather disappointing, just 1% up compared with the last year. Right, let's move on to the personnel. Our policy of personnel developing through training and promotion opportunities have continued to be the great success. We have actually recruited 72 new staff, while 20 have retired, so there is a net balance of 52. The training department has expanded considerably and moved into new areas such as quality assurance and sales training. Finally, technology. I thought you would be interested to have an update since this is vital for our future growth. Over the last year, our research department has thoroughly tested a new prototype engine. Results so far have looked promising. We have also invested heavily in a European technology program, which links industry with the universities. Right, those are the three main areas: finance, personnel, and technology. Are there any questions before I go on?
Now, listen to the recording again. That is the end of part two. You now have 10 seconds to check your answers. Part three, questions 16 to 22. Look at the notes below. Some information is missing. You will hear a conversation. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space using one or two words. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 10 seconds to look at the notes. Now listen and complete the notes.
Now, can we look at my diary for next week?
Of course. On Monday, you're going to the planning meeting at 11:30. Then at 2:30, you're seeing the sales team.
Good. When I am seeing Miss Lopez?
You're seeing Miss Lopez on Friday at 3.
Okay, that meeting is very important. So, what about Tuesday?
On Tuesday, you're flying to Chicago at 7 a.m. You have meetings all day at head office, and you're leaving on the 9 p.m. flight.
That's a long day. I hope I'm not busy on Wednesday.
I'm afraid there are two meetings. Steve Morgan is coming at 10:30, and Mr. Gardini at 2.
That's not so bad. They are both old friends. So what about Thursday?
On Thursday, you're visiting the warehouse to discuss distribution. You have to be there by 10.
10 o'clock, warehouse. Okay. And on Friday, it's Miss Lopez at 3 p.m. Anything else?
No, that's everything for next week. But the following week...
Now, listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 3. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. Part 4, questions 23 to 40. You'll hear a conversation between a head of department and an employee. For each question, 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B, or C, for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen, mark A, B, or C.
Come in, Sharon, and take a seat.
Thanks.
So, where do we start? Should we begin with a look at last year and then go on from there?
Fine.
So how do you feel you've done in your first full year with the company?
Overall, I think I've done quite well. I feel quite confident now about what I do.
And are you happy with your duties?
Well, the job is exactly as it was advertised in the paper, so there have been no surprises. I like dealing with customers, and I don't mind answering the phone and preparing invoices. Sometimes it's a bit boring typing long price lists, but then everyone has to do it.
That's true. Does anything make your job difficult?
The computer. To begin with, I was slow because I didn't know the program, but now I get annoyed when the computer just stopped working for no reason. I often sit looking at the monitor for minutes, not sure whether it's still working or not. I think the network is too old for our software, and we need some new machines.
But apart from the computer, is there anything else you would like to change?
Let me see. I'd like the authority to issue credit notes without having to ask you first. You're often away on business, and sometimes customers ring up with a complaint, and if we cannot connect you, then we can't deal with the complaint properly. It's a bit embarrassing at times.
Yes, but some of our customers always find something wrong and try and get a credit note with every order. You can't believe everything they say, you know. What about your objectives for the future?
Well, I need to get to know the customers a bit better and maybe try to make fewer mistakes. But I think the most important thing is to increase my product knowledge so I don't get embarrassed when customers make inquiries.
Don't worry, you'll learn all that in time. What I'd like to ask you about now is...
Now, listen to the recording again. This is the end of the part 4. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to answer sheet. Stop here and time 10 minutes.